Finola, you're running then the whole length of Wales. Tell me, what is the whole project?
I'm running 225 miles from the most northern point in Wales, which is Bull Bay in Anglesey, right down through the centre of Wales, through Snowdonia, to the most southern point in Wales, which is Aberthaw, which is a little place near Barry. And then for my sins, I'm taking another 15 miles from Barry through into Cardiff to the Welsh Assembly.
Right, and what is it that inspired you to do this massive long run then across Wales?
Well, I've been running marathons for a while now, and I've done a few flat road marathons, and they weren't enough, so then I decided I'd do Snowdonia Marathon, so I did that a couple of times, and it wasn't as much fun the second time, so then I did a few off-road self-navigating runs, and I did some ultras, and, you know, this is just the next step.
Wow, so it's fair to say you've certainly done some training and some previous things in this, then?
I have, but I started as a complete beginner about 9-10 years ago now, and, you know, running around the block less than half a mile, I had to stop several times, and I'm an ex-smoker, and I used to be quite fat, so, you know, it's I've come from inauspicious beginnings to do this.
So what was it that first inspired you then? If this all sort of started 9 years ago, I think you said, what was that point where you sort of said, right, I'm going to give this a go?
Well, it was my dad, actually. My dad looked at me one day, and he just said, gosh, you're looking matronly. And I was 31 at the time. I thought, I can't be a matron yet, my God. And I had a good look at myself in the mirror, and so I had fat knees. So that was it. I decided I had to do something about it. So I set out for a run, and, well, the rest is history.
Wow, so it was the fat knees that started you out, but I'm sure they weren't fat at the time. So, tell me, how have you actually trained then? You mentioned that you have all this previous experience, but how have you trained specifically for this event?
For this event, I've been training for about 6 months now, and it consists of lots and lots of miles, but a lot of back-to-back long runs. So instead of just doing one long run a week, as you would do with a marathon, I've been doing 2 or 3 long runs a week. So you do, say, 20 miles on the Thursday, 25 on the Friday, and then a full marathon or a bit more on the Saturday. So your body gets used to having to run when it's tired and having to just grind out the miles.
Wow. And I know that when I go to the gym, I certainly eat a lot of food. So I'm just trying to imagine, how many calories are you taking on a day in order to make sure that you've got enough in the tank?
Well, during the run, I'll be eating around about 5,000 to 6,000 calories. And it's when you get into those amounts of calories, it is actually quite hard to get them on board. So I've had to start thinking about, getting up first thing in the morning, you start eating, and you start eating very nutrition-rich foods. I have protein shakes, but also lots of things like lots of fruit and veg, lots of nuts, and you need a lot of protein to still help to repair and build your muscles. So, yeah, it's quite hard eating that amount of food.
I see. And if I'm right, you have a car that's going with you when you're actually doing the running. And what have you got in the back of that car then? What's the stock things that you need to take with you?
I've got about 80 bottles of sports drink donated by Asda. I've got loads of water. I've got my favourite, which is cheese and brown sauce sandwiches for on the run. Lots of flapjacks, Snickers bars, lots of things.
Wow, okay. And can you just give us an idea of exactly what you will be doing each day then? What time you'll be waking up, how many hours you'll be expected to run each day, and what sort of speed you'll be trying to get up to?
Right, okay. Well, I hope to start the runs around about sort of 8:30, 9 o'clock most days. I expect to be running for sort of 6 hours plus a day. I expect the first few days will obviously be faster than the last few days, but I'm hoping to cover around about 5 miles an hour. I know slow, but you know, when you're looking at doing an whole week of running, you have to pace yourself for the whole run. And then after I finish the run, that's when the recovery takes place, and that's really, really important. I'm gonna be having cold baths. I've got a sports masseur as part of my sports support crew who's coming with me to give me a massage every night. I'm going to be doing lots of stretching and making sure that I'm ready to run the following day, and hopefully sleeping as well.
Yes, I was going to say you need some time for that as well, I'm sure. So how big is the crew that you've got coming along with you then?
The basic crew, I've got a support crew manager and a masseur, but I'm also being joined en route by various runners and other support crew members. So it's kind of from 3 to sort of 8 and back down again. It goes up and down as we go through, but I've got three main members.
And how can we keep a track